Recording 2.3.
What are the main priorities for business travellers today?
The first thing I'd say is the need for good organisation, for someone to organise everything for you. Air tickets, of course, transport to and from the airport, accommodation. It's really important to have that support. And the second thing I'd say relates to the airline that you choose or the cost of the flights. I think it's important to balance cost concerns with the need for comfort for the business traveller. So on a short-haul flight into Europe, perhaps cost is the main factor, looking for a cheap ticket. Whereas travelling to a different continent, it's important to look more at the comfort factor, plenty of space and sleep, the ability to sleep on the flight. So cost comfort's important. And then thirdly, I think for the business traveller, it's a big advantage if you can be very patient because there are often delays. And also, it's important to be able to work in the airport. It is sort of an extension of your office when you're travelling a lot. So if you're in a business lounge, that's okay. But it's also important to be able to work in an economy class, general airport, I think. So it helps to be very patient.
With new communications technology, do business people need to travel so much?
Yes, I think they probably do. I think it's particularly important to establish good face-to-face relations with colleagues or with customers. Perhaps after the first meeting, you can continue your relationship by telephone and by internet. But I think, from a PR perspective and contact with customers, I think business travel will continue to be as important as it is now.